Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Sunday.
Oh, but that's going to be good. That's going to be good. So, people, if you're out there listening, make sure you check it out. Uptown Comedy Corner out there. She's going to be out there, and she's going to be bringing you plenty of laughs. And also, we heard that you have an upcoming clothing line. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I've been working with a clothing store called Fashion the Figure. They were founded by the grandson of Lane Bryant, and we're hoping to launch Phoenix Moon, which is a clothing line. And it's for the curvy girl that ain't fat, but she ain't skinny, okay? Because they tend to make clothes either one extreme or the other. I'm for the girl that's in between. That's all the curves and all the junk, but, you know, you can't see, you know, but she's not considered big, but she's dang sure not skinny. So I'm for that girl in the middle. But, yeah, that'll be coming out hopefully by Christmas. We're working on that now.
Wow, that's great because we are those that are in the middle. Cause it's either too tight or it's not right. So we're in the middle. So
right,
we're
right.
Excited about that. Yes, we definitely have to check that out. Check that out. Sure. Okay. And then also, last weekend we were at your event, the Bronx, that you had just started your foundation, Wigs of Love.
Yes. It was 2 years in the making, but last weekend here in Atlanta at the Sweet Lounge was the launch, the first annual brunch. And I was so excited because, I mean, to honor those five women who are all battling at this very moment some sort of cancer or lupus, and to give them a day of beauty and to let them feel special, and give them the photo shoots. And you can bring it to me, Gary. I just didn't, you know, want you to say anything, but never mind. I got to pick them anyway. Sorry when your sister just walks in. So, it was amazing. I mean, had Ebony Steele and Stevie Bags Jr. hosted. you know, my girl Kelly Price, Shut It Down, Amber Lachey, Mishawn, Band of Brothers, Ari. I mean, it was an awesome, awesome day, and I've been still getting, you know, wonderful posts and messages. I'm actually still getting donations. People can still donate to Wigs of Love, and they can do that at GoFundMe.com/WigsOfLoveATL. You know, it's just been going great. It's just been going really, really great, and I'm just hoping to keep it going. We're hoping to do an event in October for Breast Cancer Month. So, yeah, it's just, you know, the first one went really great, so I'm looking forward to the next event.
Awesome. That is so awesome. That is so near and dear to us because our mother, she is a survivor of cancer. She had uterine cancer, and I myself had ovarian cancer. So that is huge, and it means so much to us. So we are truly survivors and have gone through a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can't forget, you know, Wigs of Love was created to give women custom-made wigs when they've lost their hair due to chemo and radiation, and, you know, we've been really blessed to get wigs donated to us by some of the top, you know, hairstylists and wig makers in the country, like Kim Kimble, Elgin Charles. I mean, just we've been really, really blessed.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing. So what inspired you to start your Wigs of Love? What inspired that?
Honestly, it was a mixture of cleaning out my closet one day and finding all these wigs, but also losing a girlfriend cancer, and then having so many of my girlfriends battle cancer in the last couple of years and losing their hair, and how that was almost more devastating to them than the actual cancer, you know, was losing their hair. And a lot of times, you know, when you go out and wigs, it's one size fits all, where everybody's head's not the same. So I thought about all the wigs that I had made for me and some of my celebrity friends, the wigs they've had made for them, and they're just sitting in a closet collecting dust, so why don't you give them to a woman that really needs them?
Amazing. We have a lot of wigs ourselves, I tell you. We love wigs. But that is a great movement.
Yeah, so it's just giving those women a day to not think about the treatments and their diagnosis and what they're going through, but having a day of beauty and having someone celebrate them and make them feel beautiful.
Awesome. Now, will you be doing this only in the Atlanta area, or are you going to go global and worldwide with this?
We're going to go global. We've already got interest in bringing it to Dallas, Houston, Washington, D.C., Charlotte, North Carolina, L.A. We're going to go nationwide with it and hopefully worldwide.
Oh, great. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because I'm sure it's needed all over the world.
Yeah.
And the women need love, because I'm sure after, you know, they go through the treatment and different things, they're just left alone. But that, I'm sure it made the women feel so good to know that someone out there cares enough to want to recognize them and what they're going through.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and we're not only just providing a day of beauty and custom-made wigs, but, you know, we're looking to provide these women from everything from toiletries to rides to their appointments to babysitters to cleaning services, because who can clean their house when they're going through chemotherapy? You know, to people, you know, meal delivery services, because who wants to cook when they're going through that? You know, so we're looking, you know, for people from all over to hopefully feel compelled to donate their time, their talent, their services. But, you know, that's what we want to provide for these women, not just 5 women a year, but, you know, hundreds of women a year, you know, just take it all across the world.
Yes, yes. It is such a need. And every little thing counts, I tell you. And the word is spreading, because we had a great time. We were there at the brunch, and we had a great time.
Awesome.
And we really enjoyed it. Awesome. If you ever need any service, you know, we would love to volunteer and help you out in October.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are so welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But also, we want to let everyone know again about your Wigs of Love Foundation and how they can volunteer, how they can find you, and how they can give to your foundation as well.
Absolutely. They can hit us up on Instagram. We have a whole Wigs of Love Instagram page, and that's WIGSOFLOVE, Wigs of Love. Make sure you hit us up there. Make sure you follow us. You can DM us. You can send us messages. We are open to any kind of service. We've had everything from people that make, you know, custom-made soaps to jewelry to purses. You know, also if you are a hairstylist and you do want to get out there, you know, your wigs, you make wigs and you want the world to see your wigs. We do not make these women buy these wigs. We gift these women these wigs. So that's why when we get them donated, we refurbish them. We have great hairstylists, celebrity hairstylists, who take these wigs, cut, color, the whole nine yards, and make this wig just for you. And then it is given to you. You're not paying for a thing. This is our gift to you. And, you know, we're also just trying to provide all kinds of services. If you have a cleaning service, if you have, you know, a babysitting service, if you, you know, have a, you know, if you drive Uber, anything to help these women, please reach out to us at Wigs of Love on Instagram. You also can hit us up at allthingswol. That's allthingswol@gmail.com.
All right. That's some good information, and we'll be posting and sharing and letting everyone know about that. And do you have a tour that you're coming up on with Mike Epps? You're about to tour with him?
Well, that actually, we just finished that. We just finished that. I was on tour with Mike Epps for about 3 months, and we just wrapped up our last date last month, and then we go back out on in the fall.
Okay, we have to catch that one now. We missed
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, we just wrapped up our first leg. We go back in the fall, yeah.
Awesome. And also, you
if
are
listeners
promoting.
Like donating, please don't, you know, please donate, you know, to GoFundMe.com/WigsOfLoveATL, please.
Okay. We'll share that link and let everyone know, too, to make sure they can still continue to donate. There's still a lot of people out there that need help.
Yeah.
And this is ongoing because there's so many that are in need that just don't have the avenues to get to
or resources
to get the help. So definitely we'll have them share this link and make sure people donate. It's always better to give than to receive. So make sure you give out there. We want to help with the love.
Yes.
And if anyone's hearing this, you know, in the Atlanta area, come out this weekend to Uptown Comedy Corner. Check me out tomorrow through Sunday. And, you know, I'm one of those approachable comics. I'm one of those approachable people. Come up to me. Ask me if there's any information you'd like to know about it. My assistant will be there. My executive producer of Wigs of Love will be there. You will have all the information you need.
All right.
Trust me, we all
need
to laugh. Trump might be president. We need to laugh.
Say that. We need a lot of laughs for that.
Yes,
tell you,
we do.
It's going to be a mess.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, again, we want to thank you so much for being on our show. We know you have a busy schedule
ahead of you.
Yes, and God bless you and your endeavors, and we will definitely be sharing. We hope to get out there and see you at the Comedy Club this weekend.
Please
we're trying to get out.
Come on, I got you. Come on out.
All right, we're on our way. We'll be there.
All right. Okay. All right.
Have a blessed night. Thank you for calling.
You too. Thank
I'll
you guys so much. All right. Thank you, baby.
All right.
Thank you for coming. All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Woo!
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you heard it right here on Pimpy Talk to the Twins. Yeah.
The energy we have, we just give our energy
because it's love.
We want to receive good energy back. Now, we just had the awesome, the phenomenal philanthropist, comedian, actress, and founder of Wigs of Love on our show, and she's doing awesome things. She wants and needs those people out there to help give to this foundation. We're asking you, and we're just saying, help someone out there that's going through something. It will make whatever you're going through seem a little lot, little less, and then that way you'll feel good about what you're doing. So there are women out there that need wigs. There are women out there that need help cleaning and all sorts of things.
And
it's
however you can donate.
Yes.
There is a need. And you never know when you're in that situation.
Right.
And you might need some help. It can be anything. And so, you know, you want to lend a hand, you know, and go out there and support these causes because people are really passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing it because they've experienced it themselves or they had family members experience and they went through it with them.
So they're doing these things to help others. And that's what we're here to do.
Yes.
That is our commission in life, is to help others.
Yes.
So get out to help somebody.
Okay. They want to go help somebody.
Yes, but remember, you are listening to P&P.
Talk to the Twins.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, we're going to get back to some good, good music.
Yes.
And this song is going to lift your spirit. Here we go. Thank God enough. Right, you guys say, right? Is that a thing? Come on. Continue to tune in to P&P Talk to the Twins. We have Love and Relationships on Tuesday. Love and Relationships, let us tell you what that is about. Love and Relationships is about family relationships, friendship. It's also about love and relationships with your loved ones and different things of that nature.
Yes.
So we want you to tune into that show. We go over toxic
relationships.
It's about relationships in general. It's not just about, a marriage or something like that. So we want to make sure that you tune in to us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And just stay tuned. Just support. Just support. If you have anything that you would like to share with us that's inspirational, please DM us or give us a call. And we, as well, we will be sharing our inspirational stories as well. We want to thank everyone that has tuned in to our show this evening. We ask you to please let others know that Talk to the Twins is on Blog Talk Radio, and we do have YouTube as well. When you hear our show, be sure to know that you will hear positivity. You will get the energy. You will be uplifted. That's the way we roll.
Yes. And before we go, we have this little segment called Lip Tip.
And today's lip tip, before we end the show, we wanted to share with you this lip tip. Today we were inspired. We had read a great word. And we were inspired about giants and the obstacles that we face each day. You face an obstacle and you look at it as something big and it's out of your control, it's overwhelming, you could get very stressed over it. And let you know this right now. Stress is a killer. You do not want to be stressed out.
Right.
But you have to see who you are. And you have to believe in who you are. You have to know that those obstacles are not as big as they seem.
Right.
Although it may be some bad news, it may be something of that nature.
Go right.
Yes, and go right as you planned it. But no, it is probably for your protection if it didn't go the way you planned.
Right.
But just like in the Word, there was the Israelites. And they seen themselves as grasshoppers
to the giants.
To the giants. Now, looking through a looking glass, if you see yourself as a grasshopper,
oh,
let's say an elephant, what do you think going to happen?
You're going to get twice.
You're going to get trampled on. You're going to get squashed over and over and over again.
The enemy seeks to destroy you three times within one day.
All kind of things will come at you. But if you wake up knowing that you are all good with God, knowing that you are
a conqueror,
knowing that you put your whole shield and armor on and ready for whatever you're about to face.
Right.
Know that you are bigger than whatever is coming your way.
You are not the grasshopper. The situation is the grasshopper.
And know that God is bigger than your situation. God is bigger than your obstacle. God is bigger than any giant. And that you can and you will overcome whatever is coming your way. So today on Lip Tip, we want to encourage you to not be discouraged because of things that are coming your way. Know that you will be able to overcome, to make it through, and succeed.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. Know that God is bigger than your issue, bigger than your obstacle, bigger than your giant. You will make it. We are Talk to the Twins, and we're here to encourage you to keep going. Reignite your passion. Live for today, because tomorrow's not promised. And just know that there is love in the air for you.
Woo! It's one of the twice three.
Well, I'm butterfly.
And I'm angel.
Oh, Lord, honey, long howling. But anyway,
we have howling.
Whatever, crooning.
Sing, darling.
Anyway, well, if you enjoyed the song today, I can't thank God enough, and you would like to book that group, Restore,
or purchase
your this album,
CD,
the max single, just let us know, DM us, give us a call, honey, 678-765-9844, or DM us on Talk to the Twin Show, because that song right there is really inspirational, because you can't thank God enough for everything he's done for you, because I know I can't thank him for what he's done for me. But anyway, you have listened live. We've had a great guest. Check out Wigs of Love. Check out Hope God, Mama Brown.
She's going to be uptown.
Coming. And we need to be in the building. We love you. Thanks for tuning in to PNT. Talk to the Twins.
You're listening to
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.